The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start out with the events going on through Arts NC State, obviously, North Carolina State University. Ticket central for these events is in Thompson Hall, or you can call 919-515-1100. Events are held at Tally Student Union's Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. All right, coming up Wednesday, October 25th through Sunday, October 29th, it's The Exonerated. This deeply affecting one-act play combines first-person narrative with legal records to tell the stories of six wrongfully convicted inmates and their paths to freedom. Their accounts of the freed convicts emphasizes their lives after being sentenced to death, including much of the legal proceedings that gained their exoneration. This is at Frank Thompson Hall. Thursday, October 26, Harold Lopez Nusa Trio. It's a highly sought-after composer and pianist marrying classical piano chops with jazz roots. Collaboration with veterans from the Buena Vista Social Club to singer Omara Portunona have helped shape his musical style, muscular, elegant, familiar, and fresh, rooted in Cuban tradition, yet permeated by sound from other parts of the world. Again, Harold Lopez Nusa Trio. Saturday and Sunday, October 28 and 29, SoJam Acapella Festival starts at 9 a.m., various venues in Tally Student Union and Price Music Center. Tuesday, October 31st, Wind Ensemble presents a Halloween Spooktacular at 7. Sunday, November 5th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra concert starts at 4. November 9th through the 19th, it's Beowulf, Lord of the Bros, the musical. Loosely based on Beowulf, University Theater presents the world premiere of this modern, musical, bromantic rock comedy for the ages. Ross Garth is a 20-something bro who throws bomb parties. His best bro-slash-roommate is moving, his neighbor Sam Grendelstein keeps ruining the parties, and despite her hints, he's not ready to have Cass, his girlfriend, move in yet. Enter Beowulf, Lord of the Bros, Savior of Parties, and the Embodiment of Charisma. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Saturday, November 11th, Red Barat, NPR hails Red Barat as the best party band in years for their high-energy, gut-busting fusion of jazz, hip-hop, beats, rock muscle, funky go-go, and scalding hot Bhangra type of popular music combining Punjabi folk traditions with Western pop music. Red Barat has toured to acclaim worldwide from Bonnaroo to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the White House to the Olympic Games. Sunday, November 12th, we've got Acapology. That starts at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, November 14th, PMC Lecture Series. Thursday and Friday, November 16 and 17, the Dance Program Fall Concert. Both the NCSU Dance Company and the Panoramic Dance Project perform on the Fall Concert and present choreographic work by the director, invited guest artists, and independent study students. Saturday, November 18th, Wolfgang Acapella starts at 7. Sunday, November 19th, Raleigh's Civic Symphony. The concert starts at 4 o'clock. All right, we'll switch gears to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday, November 2nd, the China National Center for the Performing Arts Orchestra. Viewed as China's future in classical music, this dynamic young orchestra pairs European standard repertoire with bewitching works by contemporary Chinese composers. Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday, November 3rd, Christina Pato Quartet, in Latina's compelling story of human migration, Galician bagpipes virtuoso Christina Pato examines cultural adaptation through the six-beat rhythmic patterns originating in Europe's Latin music and heading to South America. Concert starts at 8. Monday, November 6, it is the Spectral Quartet, actively pursues a vivid conversation between exhilarating works of the traditional canon and those written this decade, this year, or this week. With its most recent album described by Gramophone as highly interactive, creative, and collaborative, unlike anything its intended audience or anyone else has ever heard. This is a Meijer Auditorium at 7:30. Thursday and Friday, November 9 and 10, Big Dance Theater, 17C. 17C is built around the 17th century diaries of Englishman Samuel Pepys. In a startling precursor to our own social media culture, he was compelled to assign an almost constant real-time meaning to his daily existence, from his bunions, infidelities, and perversions to his meetings with the king. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 9th, and at 8 o'clock on the 10th. Thursday and Friday, November 16 and 17, Octavia E. Butler's Parable of the Sower. Singer, songwriter, guitarist Toshi Ragone is a celebration of all that's progressive and uplifting in American music. Written by Toshi in collaboration with her mother, iconic singer, scholar, and activist Bernice Johnson Ragone, this powerful theatrical event brings together 200 years of black music to give life to Octavia Butler's acclaimed science fiction novel with revealing insights on gender, race, and the future of human civilization. Starts at 7:30 on Thursday evening and 8 o'clock on Friday evening. Then Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet. This holiday fantasy classic captures the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. Toys spring to life, children appear out of thin air, and dancers float high above the stage in this gorgeous production featuring lavish scenery, live orchestra, and more than 100 performers. Performances at 2 and 8 on Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. This is all Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hill. All right, we're going to try. I got a name here. Anyway, Thursday, December 7th, it's Katia Buniatishvili. I hope that's correct. She's known for her jaw-dropping technique, tempestuous energy, and refined musical sensibility. A winner of the Horowitz Piano Competition in Kiev, she embraces pianists of earlier generations such as Rachmaninoff, Richter, and Glenn Gould, along with her idol, Martha Argerich, to whom she has been compared. The concert starts at 7:30. And then on Saturday, December 9th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. In this much-anticipated annual tradition, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis spreads holiday cheer with swinging renditions of your favorite holiday music. Concert starts at 8 p.m. Then at Duke Performances, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Phone number for details, 919-660-3356. The final events in the Monk at 100 celebration are set for October 23, 24, 25, and 26. The performances are held twice each day, 7 and 9 p.m., and held at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Monday the 23rd, Ethan Iverson Trio with Melissa Aldana. Tuesday the 24th, Ethan Iverson Trio with Chris Potter and Houston Person. Wednesday the 25th, again the Ethan Iverson Trio with Joshua Redman. And the final performance is Thursday the 26th, Ethan Iverson with Ravi Coltrane. Thursday, November 2nd, Duke Performances, Pharaoh Monch and Pitch Black Brass Band. In February 2016, Queens MC Pharaoh Monch took a chance and stepped on stage at New York's Ecstatic Music Festival with Brooklyn's uproarious Pitch Black Brass Band. They astounded the audience with a full set of full band rap, sousaphones and strings, trombones and trumpets, drums and saxes, background singers, and bass all blasted the beach for the best of Monch's catalog. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Thursday, November 9th, Yasmin Levy, mixing flamenco and fado, Hebrew and Spanish, Persian music, and the songs of her father's native Turkey. Levy is a master of what The Guardian calls smoldering melodrama. Again, at Reynolds Industries Theater. That's Thursday, November 9th, Yasmin Levy. Saturday, November 11th, Modigliani Quartet, named for Amedeo Modigliani, the Italian portraitist and sculptor. The rapturous Modigliani Quartet embraces a wide range of repertoire. Ever since these four close friends formed the quartet in 2003, after studying at the famed Paris Conservatoire, they have recorded widely in the standard repertoire and brought to light works of many lesser-known composers. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Tuesday, November 14th, it's the St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig, whose most famous cantor was Johann Sebastian Bach, and he's one of the world's most enduring musical institutions. Founded in 1212 to provide music for church services, the St. Thomas Choir hired Bach in 1723, and he held the position until his death. Bach's music remains a mainstay of the choir's repertoire and its 50 exceptionally talented boy singers, all between the ages of 9 and 18. This performance is at Duke Chapel on Tuesday, November 14th. Friday, November 17th, Benjamin Grosvenor on piano became a classic musical star before he was a teenager. In 2004, at the age of 11, he won the BBC's Young Musician Competition, a victory that catapulted him to the most prestigious halls in the world and won him substantial critical acclaim. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, November 18th, it is A Far Cry with Luciana Souza, vocalist, The Blue Hour. Since its launch in 2007, Boston's A Far Cry has taken an unusual approach to the making of orchestral music. 17 musicians opted to start a communal, self-conducted string symphony in which leadership was shared and feedback was offered ground up, not top down. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, November 30th, Joe Henry in residence on Influences, Take Me to the River. For three decades, the singer, songwriter, producer, and author Joe Henry has been shaping and reshaping a working definition of American music that is as rich and rewarding as that of any of his peers. He is an American folk singer in the bravest sense of the word. His work assimilates a century of this country's musical ideas and expressions into unforgettable songs. Nasher Museum Auditorium. The Joe Henry Residency continues Friday, December 1st on Songwriting and Recording. Is it Rolling Bob? This show, held at Sound Pure, is already sold out, but there, of course, may be cancellations. The final in this residency series is Saturday, December 2nd, debut of a new album in performance, Thrum at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, December 7th, Jack Quartet, American Music No. 1. In just a decade, the Jack Quartet has become one of the most enterprising and energized new music powerhouses in the world, having won Lincoln Center's Martin E. Siegel Award in 2014 and worked with a veritable who's who of modern composers. The ensemble is, as the New York Times has proclaimed, a vital force in the new music world. This is at Nelson Music Room. All right, switching gears, we'll take a look at a couple of the performance venues here in Raleigh. The Clubs, Poorhouse Music Hall, is on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Thursday, October 26th, local band Local Beer, Pie Face Girls, The Dinwiddies, and Drag Sounds. Friday, October 27th, The Movement plus New Kingston. Saturday, October 28th, The Haunted Poorhouse, Barefoot Manor, and Fireside Collective perform. Sunday, October 29th, Travis Larson Band at 8. Monday, October 30th, Call Me Charisma, A Summer High, and Skyhaven. This is an all-ages show that starts at 7. Tuesday, October 31st, Mr. Cheeks of the legendary Lost Boys with Tucson, Lazarus, and Shame at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, November 1st, Smoke from All the Fiction, Daniel Nichols, and Messenger Down at 8. Thursday, November 2nd, local band Local Beer, Coita, North Elementary, and The Needs. Friday, November 3rd, Big Daddy Love, along with the Company Stores. Saturday, November 4th, Groove Fetish and the Southern Bells. Sunday, November 5th, Tones of Gangsta Grass plus Crackle Capone, Freedom Infinite, Chetty Chaser, and Diverse Character. And that performance starts at 8. Moving to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, October 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass at the Millennium Center in Winston-Salem. That's at 8. Thursday, October 26th, Raylan Baxter at 8. Once again, these are at Lincoln Theater. Friday, October 27th, Runaway Gin, the Fish Tribute at 9. Saturday, October 28th, QDR's Howl-O-Ween Harvest Ball with Gary Allen, Kanan Smith, and Lanko. That starts at 8. Sunday, October 29th, Lettuce. This show is at the Ritz at 9. Tuesday, October 31st, Living Color at 8. Friday, November 3rd, The Dead Fish Panic with Better Off Dead, Moonwater, and Silo Joe at 8. Saturday, November 4th, DJ Kid Capri at 10. Sunday, November 5th, O'Teal and Friends at 8 o'clock. And moving to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, October 26th, Portugal, The Man. Sunday, October 29th, Lettuce at 9. Saturday, November 4th, Johnny Swim. Friday, November 10th, Night Move Series featuring Burgor at 7. Saturday, November 11th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Heartbreaker. Saturday, November 18th, QDR's hometown throwdown benefiting the North Carolina Children's Hospital. That starts at 7:30. Then Monday, November 20th, 95X Rocksgiving with Walk the Moon. Okay, at PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Saturday, October 28th, Charlie Wilson, his In It to Win It concert with special guests Anthony Hamilton and LaPorsha Renee. 11-time Grammy nominee Charlie Wilson is touring in support of this latest, or his latest album, In It to Win It. The album released earlier this year and features musical guests Snoop Dogg, Pitbull, Robin Thicke, Wiz Khalifa, Layla Hathaway, and T.I. The first single from the album, I'm Blessed, went number one on both the Urban Adult Contemporary chart and the Hot Gospel Songs chart. Concert starts at 8 and the tickets start at $45.50. Monday, October 30th, it is WWE Live. Ticket prices range from $15 to $100. Program starts at 7:30. Thursday, November 9th, it's Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. He's a Grammy-nominated comedian, New York Times best-selling author, top touring performer, and multi-platinum-selling father of five. Tickets for Gaffigan's show start at $31.75, plus those taxes and fees. Sunday, December 3rd, it is the Great Escape Tour. One of the most beloved groups in R&B history, Escape, announced their first ever headlining tour, the Great Escape Tour, answering the overwhelming demand of fans nationwide. Tickets are $45 to $85. Concert starts at 7. December 6th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. Wednesday, December 13th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Concert starts at 7:30. Ticket prices start at $43.50. Sunday, December 31st, The Abbott Brothers. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott of Concord, North Carolina, formed the Abbott Brothers in 2000, along with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Cellist Joe Kwan joined the band in 2007. Concert starts at 8:30 there on New Year's Eve, and ticket prices range from $45.50 to $70.50. North Hills events, Saturday, October 28th, you can enjoy the North Carolina Wine Festival. Sip and savor Chardonnays, Merlots, Scuppernongs, and more, while you meet and greet the fascinating people who are forging North Carolina's reputation for quality wines. This is noon to 6 at Midtown Park. Taking a look at some of the events going on in Cary in the coming weeks, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series is marking its 7th season this year at historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts are held Friday evenings at 7:30, unless noted. November 3rd, it's the Donald Cinta Quartet. January 26th, Lucia Micarelli. February 16th, Ten Strings and a Goatskin. There's also the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series, events again at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, November 4th, the Story Ship presents Diggory Digger's Dino Show, or Dino Show, rather. While paleontologist Diggory Diggers is sharing his dinosaur fossils, he discovers a top-secret box the museum accidentally packed. Curious, Diggory opens the box and unleashes the Dinosauroscope 3000, taking the audience back in time. Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, it's the Cary Ballet presenting the Nutcracker Suite. Tickets for the Ballerina Tea are $10 and sold separately. Saturday's performance is at 10 a.m. The Sunday show is at 2:30. The Paige Walker Winter Concert Series, again, this is at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Events occur on Sundays at 4. And we've got three. December 10th, Holidays in Rhythm with the Greg Gelb Jazz Quintet. January 14th, Music Accordion with David DiGiuseppe. And February 18th, it's Brian Regan. Switching to the Clayton Center. Box office is 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, November 11th, Kathy Mateo with Bill Cooley. Sunday, December 3rd, The Nutcracker presented by Tippy Toes Dance Studio. Friday, December 8th, The Celtic Tenors. Tickets are $28 plus taxes and fees. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events, 7:30, unless noted. Friday, November 3rd, Joshua Kane, Borders of the Mind. Tuesday, November 7th, the Carolina Puppet Theater presents The First Thanksgiving. Thursday, November 16th through Saturday, November 18th, The Pirate Queen, set in Ireland based on some of the exploits of Grace O'Malley, the original Pirate Queen. The musical is a rollicking blend of script and music. Performances at 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, 2 and 7:30 on Saturday. Tuesday, December 5th, Holly Springs Cultural Center, Carolina Puppet Theater presents Rudolph. Shows at 11. Thursday, December 7th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Happy Holidays, and Saturday, December 9th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Cooler and Cooler. A couple of festivals coming up very soon. Through October 29th, the North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City, and October 26th through the 28th, Onslow Oktoberfest, and that is held in Jacksonville. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have some questions or a comment about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.